Three of our stories today offer a portrait of a world in flux. The Trump administration has given nations shifting deadlines to accept new trade deals or face tariffs. Some might call its bluff. NATO member states, also under U.S. pressure, are building a basis of security that emphasizes the role of citizens in keeping their countries safe. Across the global South, meanwhile, countries like Brazil and India are forging new institutions for shared prosperity. Flux is movement, and sometimes new openings for progress. It's Tuesday, July 8th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Flash floods swept Pakistan. 10 days of monsoon rains led to flooding across the country that killed at least 72 people and injured more than 130 in several provinces, the National Disaster Management Authority and local officials said Monday. The government agency urged local officials to remain on high alert and advised tourists to avoid visiting affected areas. Suriname elected its first woman president. Jennifer Herlings Simons was sworn in on Sunday after parliamentary elections. Dr. Herlings Simons, a congresswoman, ran unopposed after her National Democratic Party formed a coalition to unseat the incumbent following an inconclusive May election. She will be inaugurated July 16th. The South American country is preparing for an influx of wealth following the discovery of major offshore oil deposits, with the first production expected by 2028. Also, astronomers found an object passing through our solar system from somewhere else. It's just the third time. Unlike objects orbiting the sun, interstellar objects hurtle through our galactic neighborhood on a hyperbolic trajectory and never return. All three such objects on record have been found since 2017, a testament to improving tools and increasing numbers of amateur astronomers. The object, 3I Atlas, is expected to be visible to ground-based telescopes through September. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. President Donald Trump is threatening new tariffs of 25% or more on a slew of nations if they don't reach trade deals by August 1st. It's by now a well-known part of President Trump's deal playbook: set an arbitrary deadline and intimidate those who don't meet it. But having heard his bark before, some world leaders may be losing their fear of the president's bite. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. Under President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil is vying to be a leader of South-South cooperation and a foil to Washington at a time when the Trump administration is rethinking U.S. commitments to international institutions. Over the weekend, the country hosted a summit of BRICS leaders. In November, the COP30 UN Climate Conference will convene in Belém on the edge of the Amazon rainforest. Mr. Lula is also leading efforts within the South American trade bloc, Mercosur, to complete a trade agreement with the European Union. Contributor Constance Malloray reports from Rio de Janeiro for The Monitor. This story was previewed in yesterday's daily audio, but was held for today's newsletter. We're pleased to be able to offer it in full today. NATO members have agreed to more than double their defense spending in a move widely lauded as a historic step toward a more equal security relationship between the United States and its European partners. The effort may also be redefining concepts of military defense. Alliance members are shoring up their democracies through investments in everything from childcare to commercial undersea cables, reflecting a view that citizens have a critical role in keeping their countries safe. Anna Mulrein Grobe reports from The Hague, Netherlands, for The Monitor. Robert Ardovino grew up on the west side of El Paso, Texas. He used to cross the border for a burrito in Ciudad Juarez. Migration, the restaurant owner says, has always been a fact of life. Now, amid a lull in crossings following the Trump administration's crackdown on the border, Mr. Ardovino collects artifacts scattered across his property by migrants. Shoelaces, belts, a toothbrush. They are stirring an idea for an art project, he says, a message, perhaps, of empathy. Sarah Matusek reports from Sundland Park, New Mexico, for The Monitor. Our weekly roundup of progress around the globe notes, in a victory for victims of human rights violations during Guatemala's long conflict between the government and guerrilla groups from 1960 to 1996, a court sentenced three ex-paramilitaries to 40 years for crimes against humanity. Also, the European General Court upheld a duty to protect vulnerable ocean ecosystems from destructive fishing practices. And in sub-Saharan Africa, the gender gap in mobile internet access has decreased steadily in recent years, marking an important step toward alleviating poverty and boosting economic independence for women. Troy Aiden Sambahan and Cameron Pugh report for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on a welcome mat for Europe's Roma. For a relatively small nation, Romania is now playing a distinctive role in Europe. It has marked a new path for including a key ethnic minority in government with the appointment of the first minister hailing from the Roma community. The historic move came after the election of a new president, the pro-European Union, Nikos Ordan. In his acceptance speech, the former mayor of Bucharest addressed the Roma in their own language. His victory, May 18th, was also helped by another sizable minority, Romania's ethnic Hungarians. The appointment of Petre Florin Manole as labor minister on June 26th has caused ripples on the continent. It is a systemic rupture, wrote Mansur Halite of the Roma Foundation for Europe on Facebook. For the first time, a Roma assumes a central portfolio. This appointment marks a shift from exclusion to strategic relevance. The new president has promised to set up a Roma Presidential Advisory Council and a National Roma Youth Fund. The long marginalized Romani people are the second largest ethnic minority in Romania and the largest in Europe, which has an estimated 10 million to 12 million Roma. Arriving in Europe from Western India about 1,000 years ago, the once mostly itinerant Roma faced segregation and discrimination from the outset. They were enslaved in Eastern Europe, deported from England, and targeted by the Nazis. Perceptions of Romani people as unsocialized and crime-prone are still pervasive. Limited access to education and low levels of employment have constrained their economic prospects and civic integration. In recent decades, the EU has supported projects to improve Roma access to education, housing, and financial services. According to the French newspaper Le Monde, Romania's new labor minister plans to open up the job market to better integrate Romani people into the economy. This, in turn, could generate much-needed tax revenue. While the Roma welcome efforts to improve their livelihoods, they also want to be treated with dignity and respect, the World Bank reported in 2017, based on focus group discussions. Romani actor and filmmaker Alina Serban, who grew up in near destitution in Bucharest, expresses that sentiment through her art. "I remember not fitting in. I remember being rejected," she told the entertainment website Variety. She has translated her experiences through stories, plays, and award-winning short films. "I want to empower young people that share the same Romani background," Ms. Serban said. "I want to instill in them the belief that they matter." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how recognizing that God is loving each of us at every moment empowers us to feel love more concretely, even if our relationships with others feel lacking. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/CS Perspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.